If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about the telltale signs that you have been raised by a narcissist. What I find often in my office when I'm working with my amazing clients is the fact that rarely do people understand where certain traits and aspects of their life came from. It's interesting how we're unaware of where a poor or low self-esteem emerged, or how or where our guilt and having a guilt complex came from. It's interesting how we're unaware of where certain things started, whether we have that low self-esteem or the inability to create boundaries in our life. It's interesting. And through years and years of being a therapist and working with clients, being a celebrity life coach and working with them, there's no difference. I've seen some remarkable things, and I want to talk about that in today's show on Live Your True Life Perspectives. I've found some stuff, and I think that clarity and shining some light on the situation is valuable for all concerned. You know, it's interesting. A lot of times, some of us have a tendency of what? Of putting a lot of stock in our childhood. Some people blame their parents and their upbringing for everything, while as others don't even focus on it one bit. Never once think about the implication that their upbringing or their family dynamic had upon them. It's almost as if we don't even see it anymore. We've swept it under the rug and we're unaware of the impact that our childhood and our upbringing had upon our daily life. It's interesting as well is that oftentimes we don't understand why or how we got somewhere. But if we honestly look at the situation, and when you're working with somebody that gets this, it's easy to connect the dots. And I agree that it's not just about connecting the dots and being aware. It's about understanding. It's about rectifying. It's about getting right with our anger, the resentment, letting that go, and moving on in our life. But in order to let that resentment and anger go, we got to know where it comes from. We've got to be able to connect the dots. Color by numbers, per se, when it comes psychologically to our life. Because what? Because it makes us better and stronger people. It makes us more successful. And doggone it, we get to figure out a lot about ourselves that makes us more powerful and also adds to our unconditional love, of which we should have for ourselves and for others. So let's begin the discussion here on the show about the indications, the telltale signs that you may have been raised by a narcissist, whether both of your parents or just mom and dad. You know, that's to be determined. But oftentimes we don't realize how that relationship and that parenting impacted our lives forever until we get right with that and we work through it and we let it go. The first indication that you are a child of a narcissist is that you have a tendency of being codependent in your relationships. I know, I'm talking to you right there. There's a tendency of being codependent, especially in unhealthy relationships. Okay, when we're raised in a family with narcissists, it's not a healthy relationship. It's not a healthy environment. But we're unaware of that because we're children. We're young. It's not like we were given like three or four different families to sample from. And then we decide to take the one that works best. Oh, you know, I like, you know, John and Mary. They seem really nice. You know, they're really happy and they love me and they're supportive and there's unconditional love. And I don't have to jump through all these hoops and there's not weirdness in the family. No, we didn't get to choose from like four different groups of parents to understand. We didn't even get to choose from another group to understand how healthy or unhealthy our life is when we were kids. And so when we are raised in the family dynamic, we see it as normal. Okay, it's a normal situation because that's all we know. You know, it's not until you get older when you go to friends' houses and you see how their parents communicate, you know, and how they interact and how they do dinner. I remember when I would stay over occasionally, and I think if anybody's been listening to my show for a long time, you know that my dad put the kibosh down when it came to spending the night. Okay, I got about two times of that, and that was all she wrote. But in the brief times that I was able to experience what most kids did, like their entire like elementary and middle school lifetime, I got to do it twice, but I got to see how families interact. I got to experience people and their eating habits and their communication. I got to see a lot of things that really shine light onto my situation and my family dynamic. And I think many of us can resonate with that. I'm sure that you can resonate with that, where you saw some family dynamics that were, well, not very healthy, as well as you saw some family dynamics that, quite honestly, were pretty awesome. I mean, if you could trade out and get a bunk bed there, you would have done it. But it's interesting that we don't really understand that until we get older. So let's go back to the first indication, the first telltale sign that you were raised by narcissists or one narcissist, the codependency in unhealthy relationships. Codependency, getting stuck in those, feeling as though you need to stay in that, feeling as though that you need to be a part of it no matter how unhealthy the other person is. You know, as I work with clients in my practice, I often hear clients say, you know, I don't know what it is. My last boyfriend was a sociopath. The one before that was a narcissist. This one's a borderline. Why am I bringing this to me? And it's not until we begin to examine the family dynamic do we understand loud and clear why these types of relationships are occurring in this person's life. And also why there's an unhealthy codependency to feel the need that you have a part of it, like you're in it, like they are your cross to bear. It's interesting. Because oftentimes when you're raised in an unhealthy dynamic, you're used to that, walking on eggshells, you know, trying to fit in, trying to work the system, do whatever you can. And in that situation, you learn the survival techniques. And so when you get into other relationships, you see the red flags, but you ignore them because you've been through a lot of pain and suffering, and so you don't really think about it. But in reality, those red flags could have been your safeguard. However, you get into the relationship, you move forward, and then you realize that you're in an unhealthy relationship, but you're stuck and saddled with that person. Not only are you in it and possibly in love, but you're also codependent. The next telltale sign is that you have a tendency of having a weak sense of self, or what I like to consider a low self-esteem. Yeah, many of us have low self-esteem. Many of us need to work on our self-esteem. Self-esteem is like one of those things that's like the baseline for everything in our life. Remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I think that self-esteem is like that bottom layer, you know, when it comes to like the psychological, like whatever of needs, whatever. We will create some sort of echelon of needs. But I think that self-esteem and self-worth is at the basis of a healthy psychological outlook. And why I say that is that when you have a low self-esteem and a low self-worth, we make bad choices. We choose to hang out with people in our life that they're not good. I mean, there's a lot of other words I could have used that, but being that we're on the radio and there's banned words that I can't use, but you can think of all the words that I could have used in that. but they're not good. They do not add to our quality of life. They do not make our life better. If anything, they make our life worse. They make our lives a living hell. And we choose it because we have a low self-esteem, because we want everybody to love us. And we just pray to God that we have as many friends and people around us, no matter how bad they treat us, no matter if they walk on us like we're the doormat in the front door, it doesn't matter, because, you know, we just want them around us. You know, we just want to make them happy. We'll do anything to keep them around, no matter how painful the situation is. And I find that interesting, because I find that children of narcissists have a low self-worth. And a lot of times that's also based on how narcissists, especially parents, have a tendency of using marginalization and to marginalize the child, meaning to show that the child is not good enough, not successful enough, never going to add up to something, never going to be successful, never going to turn out to something great. And so that marginalization creates a lower self-esteem. Also, there's a tendency of parents who are narcissists to neglect their child because they see their child as a burden. You know, they prefer to live their life and they don't want to change their life. You know, the child is there. It's kind of just like another item in their life. They can choose to be interested in it, choose not to. Another reason for having a low self-worth is also the concept of the golden child, whether you were or were not. And I'll talk about that a little bit more when I return from the break, because sometimes we don't even realize that we've been the chosen one by the narcissist and someone else has been thrown out to the dumpster. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives, I'm discussing the telltale signs of being raised by a narcissist, to really understand the struggles that you may be going through, and to connect the dots to your childhood so you realize where this stuff started. Right before the break, I was talking about the weak sense of self or low self-esteem and low self-worth and where that originates from. Many of us have a low self-esteem and a low self-worth, and we're unaware because we swept it under the rug where this came from. When we're kids, we learn a lot from our environment, from our parents, from the people that raised us. And oftentimes many things happen, especially if you are the child or the product of a narcissistic family. Whether it's mom or dad or both or the environment you're in, a low sense of self and a low self-esteem comes from the marginalization that was done in the house, telling you that you're not good enough. You'll never add up to anything. Oh, you're always going to be like your dad, a cheater. Or you're always going to be like your mom. You're never going to be able to make ends meet. You know, your grades aren't good enough. You'll never get into any school that's good enough. You'll never have a great job, and you hope that you marry rich because I don't know what's going to happen to you. There's a lot of marginalization that occurs, as well as neglect. Remember, there's really two types of narcissistic parents. One is the engulfing narcissist, which they see their children, you know, the parents that are engulfing narcissists see their children as extensions of themselves. They become really obsessive, involved in the children's life, and really extreme, and there's no respect for boundaries. And they also don't really see their child as a separate person. It's almost like it's an appendage. The other type of narcissistic parent is the ignoring parent, and they take very little interest in their children. They clearly see those boundaries between themselves and their children, and as a result, they neglect to take care of their children or to even show an active interest or to even pretend there's an active interest in their life. Very interesting stuff. And both of those types of narcissists are very interesting because when it comes to that low self-esteem and neglect, it's a big deal because as a child, I mean, your parents are like your everything. It's like you look up to them, and if they're neglecting you and they're not spending time with you, you feel like you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're useless. There's a lot of thoughts that go into your mind, and neglect is a huge deal for a lot of people who went through that life as a child. Another reason why there's a low self-esteem and low self-worth is because oftentimes in a narcissistic family, mom or dad or both were narcissists, they chose a favorite child. There was a golden child, a child that could do no wrong, and a child that did everything wrong. And I've seen it more often than not when I've actually met either the golden child or the one that was banished, the one that was ridiculed, the one that was put down all the time. And that can really lead to a low self-esteem, okay? And it's interesting because oftentimes, because we're trying to protect ourselves and we're trying to jump through the hoops, we don't see all these red flags. We don't see it because they're our parents and we haven't had another experience and we don't know what healthy and unhealthy is. We just know that this is the way it's always been. You know, I've seen some clients where they talk about, they're older now, and they talk about how their parents, before they were born, you know, adopted a child because the mother could not have a child of their own. And it's interesting, and I know that there's been some scientific research that, you know, how things change and how it's funny, or there's reasons, scientific reasons, maybe the stress, maybe there's all kinds of different reasons why the mother ends up being fertile after that, you know, and ends up able to have their own child. And it's interesting how a narcissistic parent will love their biological child more than the adopted child. I've seen in certain cases where they have literally ridiculed and, you know, the adopted child's room is in the basement, whereas the golden child is on the second floor. One child is taken on vacation while the other child is left at home. Very extreme cases of this. And it can really devastate an individual's self-esteem and self-worth. And it can almost put them into... It's almost like they put them in their own personal hell, because think about it. It's your parents, and your parents aren't even giving you the time of day. Not only that, they don't even see your value enough to take you on vacation or to take you to dinner. And it's very sad. And unless we work on this type of stuff now, you know, in adulthood, we take it through our entire lives. We take it through our marriage. We take it to maybe several different marriages, and we don't realize exactly where the pain came from. We just know that we're experiencing this type of pain. Another telltale sign that you were probably raised by one or two narcissists, mom or dad, or in the environment of narcissists, is an inability to create boundaries with people. The inability to say no. Yep, it kind of goes with the people-pleasing thing, right? The inability to put down good, solid boundaries. Why is that? Well, first off, if you were raised in an environment with a narcissist, one or two, a narcissist knows no boundaries, okay? They don't respect other people's boundaries at all, okay? That's nonsense. A good example is when you were a kid, perhaps you might have walked into your room after school and saw your mom reading your diary. Maybe you found your mom or dad going through your drawers or your closet, and this is supposed to be your sacred space. There were no boundaries. So you were raised in an environment with no boundaries. How are you supposed to learn boundaries? How are you supposed to understand how to create boundaries if no one ever created boundaries with you, around you, for you? You think about it? And saying no. You know, when you're in a narcissistic family and you're dealing with a narcissistic mom or dad, you know, you're kind of walking on eggshells. You do as you're told. You jump through the hoops. You say yes as much as you have to. You try to do everything right. And when they change up the playbook, you hope you got the right plays. And that's what's happening, is that when you're raised in an environment like that and you're so used to that, you allow these unhealthy relationships in your life. You allow yourself to even get codependent and dependent in these relationships, because remember, as you were being raised by the narcissistic mother or father, there was a lot of dependency and a lot of codependency. You know, the narcissistic mother or father who's engulfing actually sees the child as part of their appendage, as well as the ignoring narcissist just is like, I have nothing to do with you. And especially when you're being ignored like that, you'll do anything to get into their good graces, for them to accept you, for them to even smile, or at least to even hear for the first time, I love you. And so when you think about it, this is normal. I mean, I don't know how many times that I've heard clients come in my office and their mom and dad never told them that they love them. Never. Never once tell them that they love them. And then they wonder why they have a difficult time telling their spouse. Or they wonder why they tell their spouse that they love them all the time. You see what I'm saying? They say it because they never got it. So that's the person that's going the opposite. That's like, I'm never going to be like my parents. I'm going to do what I didn't get. I'm going to give what I didn't give. I'm going to give my kids love and support. I'm going to give my wife or my husband love and support. And I'm going to give them the stuff that I didn't get. Now, that's transforming a negative situation into a positive situation. But for the most part, a lot of us stick with the pattern. We stick with the old playbook. Well, I never heard it. I never heard I love you. I don't say it. It's just the way I was raised, and I'm going to continue that. And I think that we need to stop in our tracks when it comes to holding on to these old patterns and these old playbooks, because they're not getting us anywhere. They're not helping us. They're not adding to our quality of life. If anything, they're taking away from our quality of life. They're getting in the way of us living our true life because it's based on an old theory that was not even healthy. I mean, I've learned that I needed to create my own perspective. And there were some really great things about my parents. And then there are some things that I love about them, but some things I want to make changes. There's some values that are very different and some values that I value more than they do, or vice versa. I mean, I've changed a lot of my eating habits, my thought process. And it's interesting, you know, my mother and I really connect on some very spiritual levels. And it's very powerful. And I like that. And my dad and I, we're like friends. We're more like friends. And we can see eye to eye, and we can talk about a lot of different subjects, and that's great. But we've realized where we are in life, and we found the niches of what works. And there's no expectations or limitations based on labels from the past. Like, I'm not sitting there saying my dad has to be XYZ because he's my dad. My mom has to act like this because she's my mom. Taking away the labels is one of the most powerful things you can do in your life. Take away daughter, take away son. You're no longer their daughter. You're no longer their son. You're you. I'm Ashley. I mean, my mom is my mom, but she is her. And my dad is my dad, but he is him. And I look at them as people, not as objects, not as titles, and creating a new perspective instead of, you know, living in the old thought process and the old patterns. If you haven't already, go to YouTube. In the search, put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Every week, I put out a new video discussing relationships, overcoming adversity, dealing with negative or difficult people, and the list goes on. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. 800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspective, I'm revealing the telltale signs of being raised by a narcissist. Some of the things that you can directly relate and directly connect the dots to understand where some of these situations and issues in your life started. Right before the break, I was talking about the inability to create proper boundaries with people in your lives. And I don't know, just a difficult time of saying no. It's almost like when you are raised by a narcissist, when you grow up to be an adult, like you have an allergy to the word no. Like you can't say no. You want to say yes to everything, no matter what you're saying yes to. You're all over the map. You're giving all your time and energy to all kinds of stuff. And what happens? You get mad about it. I mean, some of the times you're happy about it, but most of the time you're angry about it. You're upset about it. You can't believe that you're going through all this. If I can't believe this person, this person's using me. They're using me. You know all those things that happen. I can't believe this. Well, we said yes to it. We didn't have to say yes to everything. We just did not have to say yes to everything. And because we were raised by a narcissist, and because we wanted to jump through those hoops and to be loved and to do the right thing, because the love in that family was not unconditional, but it was conditional, right? It was conditional. So it was based on the conditions of what you did. So therefore, you never said no. You always said yes, and you tried to figure out how to do it better than you did it last time. Okay? That right there is the $10,000 therapy question that was just answered slam dunk. That's why you don't say no. Because life in that household was very based on conditions. What have you done for me yesterday? Not unconditional love. What have you done for me today? And it's very interesting because when I work with clients who have the inability to put out boundaries, I know that it came from somewhere. And so we go back and we figure it out. And usually you see a long string of relationships when they become adult with unhealthy relationships, with situations that really pushes them to the brink. They don't understand how they got into these relationships. Well, they got into it because, one, they were raised by a narcissist. Two, that was unhealthy. Three, they're used to unhealthy relationships. Four, there's a codependency with the unhealthy relationships. Five, there is no boundaries because there weren't any boundaries with mom and dad or mom or dad. And six, we never said no because we wanted to be loved. Because we were a kid, we want to be loved. That's what we all want. That's what all humans on the planet want to be. They want to love and they want to be loved. It's not hard to figure out. And not conditional love. We want unconditional love, like real love. You know, the next telltale sign that you were raised by one or more narcissists is your chronic guilt. Chronic guilt and shame. Yep. That chronic guilt. Always feeling guilty for what you have done, what you haven't done. Did I say the right thing? Did I not say the right thing? I feel guilty about not being there. I feel guilty about this. I feel guilty about that. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's overwhelming. It looms over your head like you worry if you can ever do anything right. Why can't I just do this right? What is wrong with me? What is going on? Why am I going through this? What's happening? Do you see what I'm saying? All of these things. And it's key to understanding why you make these choices in your adult life. It's key. And when we realize that this goes back to our family dynamic, I'm not talking about blaming them for everything, okay? I'm talking about understanding where it came from. And the thing is, a lot of times in therapy is instead of working through the issues, there's a tendency of just blaming, hating, being angry, and shutting down. That is not at all what I'm prescribing on this show. Instead, I'm offering the concept of being aware of where this came from, see it for what it is, and let's get real with it and stop this cycle in our adult life, because this cycle is going to ruin anything good in our life. It's going to keep us away from our higher frequency. It's going to keep us out of tune with ourselves. It's going to keep us and encourage us to be in unhealthy relationships. It's going to lead to our demise. Do you see what I'm saying? And we're going to get farther and farther away from finding our truth. You know, another telltale sign that we were raised by a narcissist or a narcissist is that feeling of emptiness and self-loathing. I mean, it's a big deal. To not like yourself, that started from somewhere. Okay, it's not like one day it just appeared and it's like, oh, I don't know where that came from. It's over a period of time, you were told that you're not good enough, that, you know, you're bad. You know, there's a lot of things that go into that, whether you were the non-chosen child, so you're not the golden child. You were the one that they couldn't stand. You were the one that couldn't do any good, right? You might have been a product of a narcissistic parent who was ignoring you all the time, had no time for you, was more interested in going to the bar and drinking and spending time with their friends and going out to the club, or just more time doing stuff that they wanted to do, and they didn't run to raise a child. You know, perhaps your parents marginalized you, made you feel bad about yourself, and maybe they were really rigid and controlling. And, you know, it made you question everything you did. They'd find fault in absolutely everything you did. You know, for a girl, your mother found fault in what you wore, how you dressed, how you stood, how you carry yourself, the lipstick you wear. It's too dark. It's too red. It looks like a hooker. Oh, you look horrible. You look so fat. Oh, why did you pick that? That's horrible. Do you have any style? I mean, think about it. And all those things go into like this self-loathing, this emptiness, this despair. And when you come from that perspective, you want to fill it with anything. You want to fill this despair with anything. And that's where I find a tendency of people that were children of narcissists, where they come from the situation and they might fall into the trap of being addicted to alcohol, finding an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Maybe using pharmaceutical prescriptions. The need to escape is a big deal. It becomes a big deal. That need to escape becomes a huge deal. And that's something that I think is interesting, because you want to fill that void. You know, it's like when people overeat, they're filling a void. Food is a drug in this situation. Food is a drug. It's filling the void of something. It's filling the void of sadness. It's filling that void of non-worthiness, of self-loathing. And that's why when you see often, you'll see kids coming out of narcissistic families where they start college and they've been so controlled for so long and told what to do for everything that they lose it. They literally go crazy. They get into school and they get on drugs and alcohol and partying all the time. And just completely out of control, because they've never got to do anything. It was always a control factor. They were always being controlled to do whatever the parent wanted them to do. And they felt as though they didn't have a life of their own. And there's a rebellion. And that's when people call them, they rebelled. You know, when they rebel, they go, oh my God, I rebelled. That's what, when people say they rebelled, you know, when they were in college or when they got out of high school, that's why they rebelled, because they couldn't stand being controlled so much. Like, they lost it. It finally hit a crescendo and it percolated so much that it blew their top. Okay? That's what it's all about. That's why people do that. That's why they rebel, because they were literally told what to do all the time, controlled, and there's a lot of other aspects that go involved with that too, and they just get a chance to do their own thing. You know, another telltale sign of being raised with a narcissist or several narcissists is trust issues. The inability to trust. The inability to trust other people, inability to trust what people say or what they say they're going to do, the feeling that other people are going to not follow through. There's all these flowery words with no actual follow-up. Sometimes with the narcissist, when they're in public, they might say many different things in order to impress other people with no desire to follow that up in the future with reality. When I return, I'll be talking more about that and how that can implicate and how that encourages non-trust. Because oftentimes a narcissist wants other people to look up to them, to see their life as having everything, to be the person that's always in the, you know, the life of the party, the center of attention, in the limelight, all those things. And so when you're being raised by that narcissist, if you ask them in front of anybody that they were trying to impress, they might have told you all kinds of stuff that was going to happen. You were going to take a big trip. The family was going to go on a world cruise. And then the next day when you're at the house with just the family, what about the cruise? Oh, we're not going on a cruise. We're not going on a cruise. We're not doing that. Oh, I was just saying that. Or sometimes just dismissive in that situation. They would just dismiss you because they're afraid of any sort of criticism or backlash that might come when you actually say, hey, what was that about? Were you lying? And, you know, a narcissist does not take criticism well at all because it'll blow up into a huge fight. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the telltale signs that you were raised by one or both narcissists. You know, it's interesting because oftentimes we are unaware of the impact of our childhood. We're unaware of the impact that this has on the rest of our life. And we don't really realize that our parents may be narcissists. You know, and it's interesting when I'm working with clients on a daily basis, we come up against things that, you know what, when you look at it and you listen to the stories and you hear it, they're unaware of the fact, but their parents are full on narcissists, either one or both. And it's interesting how there's certain telltale signs that directly relate and show the fact that, yes, you were raised in this type of household, you've done the best you can, but unfortunately what we do is we bring these problems into our adult life, and if we don't deal with them in the right way, they can create more problems and they can lead to devastation. Right before the break, I was talking about the trust issues that when a kid is raised in the household and there's trust issues because of the narcissist telling them what they want to hear, making excuses, you know, making broad strokes and comments in front of other people to make themselves look better, you know, saying whatever they need to say to get out of an argument or to prove their innocence. And it's interesting because with a narcissist, especially a parent narcissist, you know, if you've ever had criticism or if you've ever criticized that parent, you know that there is going to be hell to pay. Whether it's going to be the full-on silent treatment that you will have for as long as they can deal with it, or perhaps there's just a bunch of yelling and screaming. One way or another, they might even get back at you personally. So the thing is if you've ever criticized your narcissistic parent, you know that you probably didn't do it again out of self-preservation. So there's trust issues because you know that oftentimes there's things that are said that are never backed up with any part of reality. And there's several other indications that you were raised by a narcissist, the inability to express and to handle emotions. That's a big deal, to express emotions, because oftentimes when you're raised by a narcissist, they don't really care about your emotions. They don't really respect your feelings, and they're not going to listen to the feelings anyway. So why should you even bother expressing them? Hold them down, suck them in, pack them down inside of you. That's why you'll find people that you probably meet or yourself that you've been holding on to all this emotion for so long, you're going to explode eventually. And that's a sign that you were raised by a narcissist, as well as anxiety and depression comes from that as well. Because even though you were a kid, you probably didn't realize that you were dealing with some anxiety. And you might not be both. It could be one or the other. But anxiety comes from, you know, dealing with situations, trying to make them work, doing everything you can, you know, trying to basically walk over and walk on eggshells and doing whatever you can to make things right, even though that's not your duty as a child. And that anxiety, that guilt, the fear of being wrong, you know, there was a lot of fault finding by the narcissist, you know, how you did things wrong and you're not doing this right and you screwed this up and you screwed that up. And, you know, all those things that you become anxious and hoping that you're actually doing things right. Am I jumping through these hoops right? Is this right? Can I do this? And I think it becomes a balancing act, but that balancing act can only last for so long until it becomes kind of a lifetime and a lifestyle thing, and you bring that anxiety into a relationship. And, you know, one of the biggest caveats that I think that I need to reveal at this point in time is the fact that many of us don't understand why we married or why we're in a relationship with a narcissist. I think my husband or my wife is a narcissist or possibly suffers from borderline personality disorder or has histrionic disorder. I don't know. Think about it. Okay. I mean, you've heard people say, you know, guys marry their mother or girls marry their father, like the type of personality that is. And think about if you were raised by a narcissist and you're unaware and you go into a relationship, somebody that reminds you of your parent. You see what I'm saying? Because it's so normal. It seems like it's healthy, but it's not. It's so normal. And so we find that frequency. We connect with that connection because we've learned it. We've been around it. We were raised by it. And then all of a sudden, as you're dating them or you're living together or you're married to them and you begin to spot these different things, this person is controlling. They're controlling me. I feel so controlled. And this is my husband or this is my wife and we should be equal, right? Maybe they're very rigid. Maybe there's a lot of dependency and codependency. Maybe there's some gaslighting being used in the relationship. Perhaps your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend has no empathy for your feelings or thoughts. Perhaps your spouse, your girlfriend, or boyfriend puts you on guilt trips or does not respect your boundaries. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a cycle. And until we realize the situation with the cycle and we wake up to the situation and realize that we were raised in an environment that was not healthy, it was quite the opposite. It was unhealthy. Okay? It was unhealthy. And we weren't aware of it because it's the only family we had. And then we, you know, graduate high school and we go to work or we go to college and then we meet people and we start dating them. But we kind of normally date somebody that's similar to our parents because we're used to it. And that's the kind of we gravitate to that energy because it's normal to us. Is it healthy? No. Is it normal? Yes. And that's what I'm saying is I'm trying to safeguard my listeners to the situation, but better yet, to raise the awareness to understand what's happening. If you don't know what's happening, you can't safeguard yourself. If you don't know what's happening, you can't educate yourself. And if you don't know what's happening, you can't have the conversation. It's not like you can't change the dynamic, and it's not like you can't work through it. But everybody's got to know where they're at, and everybody's got to know the playbook. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a big deal. And I find it very interesting because we as humans have a tendency of repeating these patterns until we figure it out. We bring to us unhealthy relationships until we see it and understand it. And until we have value within ourselves that tells us that we don't want to do that anymore because we're more valuable than that. We will not accept that in our life any longer. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a big deal. And so to all my listeners, I love you and care about you, and I want the best for you. And I hope that this show has opened your eyes to situations in your past, in your childhood, in your upbringing that may have led to situations now currently in your adult life. If you'd like to contact me or work with me, go to ashleyburgess.com, click on that contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond ASAP. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,